you plow approximately 15 furrows at one side of the field. You leave a space of 5 furrows wide, then plow 15 more furrows. Leave another space 5 furrows wide so that you still got the natural plants of the ground in them 5 furrows. You're planting where you plow 15 furrows in each area. The wind comes along or the water comes along, it doesn't erode your whole field because you've got them 5 furrows every so often that haven't been plowed. They're still natural.
What is furrow?
A furrow is where you stick a plow in the ground and you pull it through the ground and it turns over everything about 8 to 10 inches deep. It's called a furrow.
Okay, I am listening.
A furrow is when you turn the ground over and you get the fresh ground on top and all the natural plants and everything else go underneath that furrow and become compost and nutrients for your plants. Okay?
Okay.
If you leave an area of 5 furrows wide and then plow 15 more furrows, in other words, you're spacing your field so that the natural strip every so often is in your field. I know it's difficult to do because European people have never farmed that way. They plow the whole field, level the whole field and plant.
I am thinking of different soils that they are being of use to.
No. Treebeard, European soil and what they call the Midwest in North America is almost the same soil.
Okay. Different landscape.
Just different landscape, correct. The rolling hills, the woods, everything else, the low mountains, which is through Pennsylvania and so on and so forth. It's almost the same as Europe. So you have the same people that's been farming for centuries in Europe come to this country where they find the same kind of soil and they want to farm the same ways that they did in Europe.
So they are farming what they of knowing how to do, but being wrong because not understanding the local environment.
Correct, because we have more winds, harder rains, harder winters, and it erodes the soil quicker than it does in Europe because you got more wind breaks and the farms are smaller.
I am of understanding a little bit of better than.
I got it. Like in England, where they've got lots of wind breaks all over the place.
Right.
I mean, you've got everywhere you look, you've got...
Same thing in Europe. You've got hedgerows all over the place, and the farms aren't that big. In this country, they became 1,000-acre farms, which they didn't have in Europe. And they're level on the land. You don't have the windbreak, so you're losing your topsoil.
Interesting.
I'm sorry, Treebeard. I didn't get off on that.
I am being fascinating. I am learning of much as you speak. You visualize and sub-vocalize. I am picking up on those as well as what is being spoken. I am learning much.
What about irrigation for something that way that they're doing now that they didn't do back then?
You're creating more richer soil and turning areas into fertile areas with irrigation, which wasn't done back in the pre-Dust Bowl days. There's a lot of irrigation projects going on now that have been in place for, 40, 50 years. That's pulling the arid soil back to where you can farm it and grow good crops, and you don't lose the topsoil because you're flooding the area and you're not losing the topsoil from the wind, even though you don't have the wind breaks. In other words, they're doing a lot of management in the last 15 years that wasn't done before, okay? They're learning the hard way. Everybody's learning.
Okay, quick understanding of take land management.
Okay.
Good call.
Good call.
Okay, well, that's about all we can cover.
Okay, let me get off the soapbox. I didn't mean to get on the soapbox.
No, it's my education.
I am learning of much, and being at my age, it is something I am very glad of, and I thank you from half of Boston.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
No, it is. Thank you. Okay, I must off the party.
Very well, enjoy it.
Okay.
Very educational.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of that stuff.
Yeah, land management's been a real bitch for me all my life. Because I see what's happening.
That car.
I actually had people sitting up instead of reclining and leaning forward and looking directly at the hollows.
Oh. That's good.
He was fascinated.
Thank you.
Normally, he sits back in a reclined position and talks to the hologram. This time, he was sitting up with elbows on knees and chin in hands, being fascinated, watching from one to the other.
Well, I didn't mean to get on the soapbox.
I think he was very impressed. Yes, sir.
That has been a
big
thing with me all my life.
There's probably a lot more questions in the next few weeks to come, I can imagine.
I should imagine so too. He is picking up his rabbit and talking to his rabbit. He seems very jovial.
Good.
Okay. Let me put on a mold.
Okay.
Greetings.
Greetings,
Omar.
Greetings. And I think you have covered quite a bit there on land management, but I think, Skip, you have set yourself up.
I'm sorry.
I've not been sorry. Maybe it is us that should be sorry that you will be having your brain picked on a regular basis now.
Yeah, well. That's okay. That's been a pet peeve of mine all my life.
It is something that previous seems to be very fascinated, and I believe he is going off to do his thing well.
Yeah. Think about all of it, yeah.
So you will have lots of questions being asked at you.
Okay.
This is a change.
Yeah.
Be prepared. I find it amusing.
Well, I do too, because I don't usually vocal what I think.
Well, Trigger came here out of the goodness of his heart to help, and I think finally he's really reached a point where it's like he's really glad that he came.
I hope so.
I think so too. He came as requested to help fill out and is now being more of part of what is going on.
Right.
He's not so much now the outsider.
He doesn't feel like he's an outsider anymore.
No, he has come not only to teach, but to learn.
You know, I've always found in my lifetime that you can always learn something from the students.
You are very correct. Kiri is fond of saying that when she is teaching, that if she doesn't learn something, from her students, even to use her phrasing, how stupid they can be,
yes.
Then you aren't teaching.
That's correct.
Now I think Trivia has got to the point where he is learning, and I don't know if it's fortunate or unfortunate. He has found something that he is fascinated in,
good.
And you know a lot of, which right. will be for some interesting sessions here.
Okay. All right. Okay. But it has. It's been a thing with me all my life of how people misuse land. And they did. They misuse it.
It's been going on for
it's been going on ever since for 200 years or so.
Well, longer than that, the Mayans
well, yeah,
horribly abused their land, and that was 2,000 years ago.
Yeah. And they've done it in this country for so many years that they've just abused the hell out of our whole nation. I think my biggest problem in Zomo is I'm a breed. I'm part Indian, and that part of me just rebels like crazy when they tear up our property.
I think this indigenous person's philosophy, the Druids of Europe, the few true Druids, are thoroughly disgusted with how land management is.
Yes. And that's going on all over the world, not just in this country.
Exactly. And I believe the Aboriginals of Australia feel the same way.
Oh, yes.
And the Aboriginals of South America and other places feel the same way.
Yeah, just destroying the land. And God ain't going to make any more.
True. There is only so much.
That's right.
This is all visible. Okay.
I'm sorry to get on the phone.
Oh, that's quite right. Now, from the humorous and light questioning to the serious.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Madam Ambassador, report to my attention some comments that were made about the press releases. They are very necessary, unfortunately. I concur with her comments.
Mm-hmm.
I concur with the fact that she is saying that it is up to the individual whether or not that they wish this information. Whether they are ready for it is, again, their choice. We have discussed that in the past, mm-hmm. whether an individual is ready for it or not. Comments have been made that I am pushing here too hard. Not necessarily by the host and not necessarily by other people, but implications have been implied that I am pushing her too hard. As a basic mother, I don't like having to do this. This is something that upsets me tremendously, but it is necessary. To quote from your popular entertainment, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
And it's your job.
Exactly. And I've made that choice that the needs of the many, if necessary, I will sacrifice the few. Russ, do not look so shocked.
No. I understand exactly where you're coming from.
It is something that...
And we live down here.
Right.
Yeah. We're at DEF CON, too.
Yeah.
We don't have another DEF CON to go.
We have one more to go, and when that one comes, that will be the final press release. I have seen Tia's final press release for such a situation. She has it already typed out, already to be released with my approval. And it is blunt and to the point. It basically, politely putting it and shortening it, is you're screwed. This is the last communique. You are screwed. Make the best of things.
We totally agree with whatever you're doing.
Yes, we do.
We're a little more personal involved in
that. I personally think that she is not that close to her breaking point. She is obviously physically and mentally tired, but she can handle it.
She's a very strong person.
She is a very strong person.
Oh, I think
she may be rude. She may be bad-tempered. She may swear and curse and call you bad names. But that is because of her workload.
That's to be expected.
Now, she is a very, very tired young lady. And I am hoping and praying that the situations will lighten up soon. And moving a little bit away from that subject, professionalism is very important in anything that you do. Professionalism, when you put your heart and being soul into a project, not only makes it an incredible or beautiful project, but you give of yourself something that is, that you can take pride in, that you can stand back and say, yes, I did that. And the professionalism is something that is very, very important. We can all look around and look at professionalism and see that the people that have done those professional deeds whether it is building a sword or building a computer. They take pride in that, and they can stand back and say, yes, I did that. That was me. That's something that they can take pride in. An artist is the same way. An artist that has a statue standing in the middle of a town square can stand back and say, yes, I built that. Yes, that is the likeness of so-and-so. But it made it. Talk to any artist, and I don't mean artist as a painter, but an artist as a builder of a house, a builder of a sword, a builder of a computer.
Builder of a webpage.
Builder of a webpage. They all take pride in what they do.
Even is what I do. I take pride in what I do for other people.
Right. And the pride is so important. It's something that seems to be lacking a little in your society at the moment.
It's a whole bunch, not just a little.
I'm downplaying it a little.
It just amazes me that people have let their pride in their work and their creation slide so far.
And they have become very sloppy.
Yes, they
have. Pia will be unavailable for channeling sessions for approximately a month. She will be given, and I'm glad that I've had the connection that is connected with her office for the moment. She will be given a free travel pass to wherever she wishes to go and travel pass to get back. She will be rewarded for her hard work. Okay, let us answer questions.
Walmart, I have a belief that if a person takes pride in their work, no matter what it is, mm-hmm. they put the pressure on themselves.
Yes.
Their overseers or supervisors or whatever you want to call them don't put the pressure on it. They put the pressure on themselves.
That is correct.
And by doing that, they know how far they can go.
Sometimes they push themselves too far.
Yeah, but 99% of the time, no, they don't. Self-preservation kicks in.
I think here is the 1%.
Okay, but usually self-preservation will kick in.
Here in the past, what has Tia done in the past for us? She has bitten off more than she can chew sometimes.
Yeah.
You have seen it as well.
So. Yes.
But she works. She is ideal for the job because she will give her all, even to the point of giving everything.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That's quite correct. That's quite correct. That's something that needed to be brought up. Russ?
I'm taking a page from the Syrian Chronicles, overlaying it on 1999 and on August the whatever, October, whatever it is. At what point would you say we are corresponding?
Different planets, different people.
Correct. Similar circumstances.
Yes. But I see after let me take some of Tia's vague predictions at this time. These are only vague ones that she is currently working on. But one of them is that after a period of a couple of years, you will start to see the spread of governments controlling larger areas. Similar to Europe being a single government, Russia, the former Soviet Union, becoming a group of individual states, but all grouped together as, like Europe, independent countries, but with a centralized government, like the European Economic Community government set up. That will become more the vein. There will be breakdowns in some other large countries, like the former Soviet Union broke down, and they will be reorganized along different lines that would work together as like the EEC. Those are just some predictions that here is formulating at the moment.
Now, Now, I have a question.
Okay.
Now, by these different countries forming a local government to government wider areas, are we seeing the first steps of possibly world government?
I'm glad you picked up on that. It is a possibility. The reports that I've read are just preliminary reports and projections. I would not like to say. When Tia has finished formulating this report, we will readdress that. But at the moment, I do not have that information.
No, but that kind of has overtones of possible being that in the future, not the near future, don't misunderstand me, but down the line.
I don't know. I cannot say.
I don't see it myself. I just see it. For example, I see blocks of power, like Omal is intimating that.
Yeah, but I know what Skip is right now. Once there is space travel.
No, that's different. At the point where we see space travel, that changes the whole formula.
Correct.
Yeah,
and that is what I think Skip is leaning towards, that Europe and the world will become one government world once there is space travel.
Well, you know, Corton and Monka have both expressed on the communication technology advances that are going on. The bridging of societies.
I see it because more and more countries are cooperating to set up satellites in this time and age. And if they continue to cooperate, even in that, I believe that down the road, in the years to come, we will see one world government. Well, I won't see it, but there will be one world government.
How long do you think that would take?
Since the band, I would say probably between 200 and 500 years.
Okay.
No, it ain't going to happen that quick.
And I want space travel.
Well, space travel, fine, but I'm talking about world government.
What else do you see in that time frame?
World peace, for one thing. Mm-hmm. Because once everybody starts cooperating, they'll start understanding each other to the point of why fight? Why fight?
What about space travel?
Space travel is, it'll come, but it's going to take world cooperation to do that. Not one country can just up and say, we're going to do it, and finance it, because they're just not big enough to finance it. I'm talking about economical problems along with human nature problems of United States, per se, North America, is the youngest country in the world, and yet we seem to be supporting the rest of the world. I believe that down the road, probably in 100 or 200 years, everybody will start realizing, hey, if these young people can do this, why can't we do it?
Okay, what do you think will happen with the International Space Station and how that interacts with the one world government?
Well, that's going to have to be a cooperative effort from all countries, and that will accelerate the world government, because every country is going to want to have their own people in that space station as representatives from their country. This is going to accelerate cooperation between the countries of this world.
Okay, now, what about medicine and computer technology and the interface?
Well, we've already started to interface with each other with our computers. Just the average individual, like Russ and I and Mark, we're starting to talk to people all over the world, and they're feeling the same way we are. Why not cooperate rather than fight? Why fight? What does it get us? It costs us money. It costs us people. It hurts economy. It hurts our people. It hurts everything. It even hurts hurts our government. Although the politicians don't believe so, they figure that's the only way they can make money is fight.
Okay, now another question. How do you see medical procedures and the computer technology working together, for example, using computers to be able to control and manipulate damaged parts of the human body?
Well, that's also coming to a head because scientists aren't working alone anymore in different countries. They're starting to cooperate with each other and pick each other's mind. They're probably the first step in government in different country cooperations. They always have been. They've always cooperated with each other, scientists and researchers and doctors and whatever you want to call them. But they've always cooperated with each other. Before, there was no communication to be able to cooperate and help each other out, devising vaccines, toxins, eliminate disease, whatever. Now it's happening. Okay. Now it's happening.
Last question. Cybernetics, human and computer interface, for example, an appendage being controlled by a computer in the mind of an individual, implanted in their mind to control a damaged limb or to be able to activate a computer so that they can talk by just thinking. This is a little different question. When do you see that happening?
It's already happening.
But when do you see it becoming more efficient and more complex?
I would say within 20 years.
Okay, thank you.
And why am I being put on the spot?
That is the question I was waiting for. If, when you review the tape, you listen to it carefully, I have set you up with a whole load of predictions by asking questions fast and not letting you think.
So the pattern you're going in.
You're putting me on the spot.
No. What you have done is, whilst you were waiting for Kara to arrive, you were talking about accessing your past lives.
Yeah.
You just did. You have taken the information that you have in those past lives, accessed them. They were all technical questions, all to do with engineering and computers which an engineer in the spaceship would use. And they were all aimed at using that past life information. You answer the questions without hesitating, without thinking too long, because they were already answered. That is the way that you access your past life. You got them so shocked. They set you up to answer those questions and to show you that you can access your past lives if, and be conscious and remember them, if you are asked and not given time to think. Sometimes you don't get the effect that you want, but in this case, you were in the right frame of mind, the right situation, the right timing, and you got the information that we wanted. The information that you have now on tape is a whole load of predictions which will come true. I guarantee that. Because they actually meshed with ours. But what we did was we used your past life information to confirm us and be able to show you how to access your past lives. Okay. Any questions?
I don't think so. I think I've answered them all.
You answered your own questions.
And you answered mine too.
If you think back, you asked, I believe, Kiri on one occasion about cascading. How to cascade. This was quite a few years ago.
2.5 years ago.
Okay. What did we do to you? We made you cascade.
Okay, I do have a question.
Okay.
Is this why that whenever I take on a challenge, I have no doubts, no qualms about just diving into what he's doing.
Yes. The other reason is that you are that kind of person like here that is a plunger. You get in there and do it. You do not have any regrets. You do not have any qualms about it. It needs to be up. You do it the best that you can. And you get in there and do it. And you use subconsciously that information you're looking for. Now, it is piled in there. It is not misaddressed. The piles are there and open. It is just a matter of, shall we say, phrasing. No problem. As soon as we got off the topic of Tia and her work, I started setting you up those questions.
I realized that.
Even the chatting about going back to Tia and her workload was all part of the setup. Yeah, that was something that was necessary.
You bugger, you've done something to me. You've opened me up where I don't usually do that. You know that, don't you? I usually just sit back and listen.
We said that we would set you up for Cascade about 2.5 years ago, Russ.
Christmas, actually more like January.
So we said that we would set you up so that you would Cascade. And we would show you how to do it. Now you know how to do it.
Okay.
The predictions are on the tape. How long do we have, Russ?
I would call it about 10 minutes.
Okay, let us...
Okay. Thank you, Omar.
No problem. Okay. Russ, you have one more question?
I don't want to spoil the moment.
Okay. Well, live long, prosper, and I'll be back. Thank you, sir. You've given us some very useful information.
Thank you, sir.
I'm all setting up big.
Yeah, I'm almost embarrassed.
Oh, no, no, don't be.
Well, I think you got opened up from Frieger at first with your knowledge on the Dust Bowl. I think it was a perfect opportunity for them all to go in and open this a little bit more.
I think so too. I think that I'm also an opportunity to went for it.
I assume Tia got let in on the conversation.
Sorry?
Tia got reconnected about that?
She's definitely reconnected.
We'll have to get her a transcript.
We will get her a copy of my session.
Okay. Very valuable for her research, too.
Yes. That has been edited. So.
Of course.
Yeah, the reason why I'm editing for here is because everything's on there that it would be unsuitable at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, we'll sit down and discuss it, all of us. Here, Shireen, myself, you guys, just sit down and have a good laugh about it.
Yeah.
Yes, I am addressing my comments at here at the moment.
About the cybernetics part. Mm-hmm. Any question about the cybernetics?
Yeah.
Interesting about that. Of what I, because, now, Kara, correct me if I'm wrong here, but isn't everything that Skip was talking about then directly related to our future as a race?
No. A lot of them were set up, the questions were set up towards space travel. Artificially enhancing individuals to handle space travel, I think, is where I'm always going.
In other words, like Red Baron was.
Mm-hmm. Like the Baron.
He had implants to let him perform his job better and quicker.
Oh, much better.
Than the average person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, an implant... Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Go ahead. Okay, Skip. Okay. We opened you up, didn't we?
Yeah, here I started to get interested in this whole conversation.
Okay. An implant, they've been playing with this for about 30 years. If you lose a limb, they can put an implant where you can think about moving your hand and you can move it. Only it's mechanical and it's other powered rather than your body powered. Okay? Cool. And that implant will control through your thought processes. And once you develop these thought processes, it's just a matter of just like you're breathing. It's unconscious.
So yeah, if computers are using strictly just thought energy.
Yeah, yes, definitely.
And electrical impulses, I would say.
They're impulses to a point, but they're different frequency impulses. The frequency is where it comes in.
Well, you're using the brain for the controller, but what interprets the signals?
The computer in the arm.
Ooh.
Or the leg.
You have that ability or it's getting there?
Yeah.
It's flex on flex.
It will be mechanical, but it'll be covered by near flesh.
So now, it's coming in through nerves, and I suppose then that the computer is able to register what impulse is coming from what nerves and interpret it into what actions need to be taken.
That's correct.
Got it.
Very good. It's just like a movie came out several years ago called The Bionic Man.
I remember it. It's not going on.
Okay. Steve Austin played the role in it. But he was a pilot that had a crash, lost an eye, and lost his legs and one arm, both arms or something. Anyhow, they called him Bionic. His limbs were powered by atomic energy capsules and computers, and it all came from the brain waves of his head, including his eye.
Science fiction.
It was science fiction, but science fiction was based on fact.
Actually, Russ was just thinking of the start of the movie for a second, or the TV series, and Kiri. The assessors sometimes do this. She says that was an actual crash of I forget what project she said it was. But the crash at the start was a real crash. And it wasn't a model or anything. And the person in there did survive. And they did do similar things to him, apart from a lot of it was just cosmetic, like the eye and replacing an arm and a leg and so on. But he looked normal.
He was a test pilot.
That's right.
Yeah, he was a test pilot. Them guys, them are terrific fellows. They really are. To put their life on the line just to test on the aircraft. And they do every day. That's anyhow, right. I'm sorry.
It's been a very fascinating night. I'm going to stop racking things down so that.
That's right. Yeah, without tear, carry here.
Well, Dill was very informative. The reason I'm racking things down is so that we don't start saying and discussing things that need to be put on tape. So we're winding down. I've got a question. Why is this feline here so affectionate?
That one has changed. But this one has changed. She knows she's left and she's given it back.
Oh, yes. She's a good little cat.
Thank you, darling.
You're welcome. So, what's the plan for the week then? What have you guys got planned? I know what you've got planned.
For what?
For the week. You got any more surprises coming up?
Surprises?
Well, are you going to be breaking up cigars?
Breaking up what?
Cigars.
Oh no!
Those horrible
No! I'm too old for that, and so is my lady. No, my lady didn't. She declined to come up tonight because I had to come up early today, and her breathing isn't the best in the world. And when she gets into this thin air for too long of a time, it puts her in a physical distress for about 2 or 3 days.
Yes, and probably a way around that is that probably sitting down in a very humid room after up here.
In other words, use a vaporizer.
Yes, let's take a little hot soaking bath.
Well, that works.
And get the humidity up in the room.
Yeah.
And in the bathroom, put in a lot of potted plants.
Okay. All right. Okay.
A lot of potted plants because what do human life forms exhaust?
Water.
dioxide.
And what do plants breathe?
Carbon dioxide.
And what do plants exhaust?
Oxygen. Oxygen. Mm-hmm. All plants radiate oxygen.
So what are you doing? You're putting them in a humid room with a lot of plants, and what do you get? Oxygen. Healthy plants.
Healthy plants.
Healthy plants.
And a healthy lady.
That's right.
Well, she is doing great. I can't believe how far she's come since I've met her.
Okay, here's something else that you can do on moonlit nights. Go for a walk. Wrap up warm as it's getting into your winter.
Yeah, I know it is. It's getting into our fall and winter.
Mm-hmm. Go for moonlight walks.
Okay.
Romantic. Yeah. And that's to expand the land. Not strenuous walks, just general
walks.
No,
we just get out.
Mm-hmm. You can sit there and cuddle together around the beach, say, full moon and watch the moon rise over the surrounding hills.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to do it every night, maybe once a week or once every 8 or 9 days. It'll help both of you and increase your occupancy. Mm-hmm. Of course, having a lot of plants around will do the same thing.